Roleplay Retcon does not own any parts of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the people who make them. Also, as a general warning, I'm probably going to do a cuss and talk about many mature adult things.
The soundtrack for this series features music by the Pine Hill Haints. Check them out anywhere you get music online.
Previously on Roleplay Retcon Does the Dark Tower.
Susan, I think you're right. I think it was something very bad out there. And I think it was some of these men.
Roland, why do you care so much?
I mean, as soon as he makes the signal back, I shoot him.
I like shoot him the dirtiest look.
You find a pocket on the inside of one of his vests, and there is a folded up note. And on the front of the folded up note is a sigil of the good man.
My hawk was David, and he died a gunslinger. I used him as a weapon. I was able to reach out a hand and grab David and throw him into Court's face.
All right, y'all come out with your hands raised. Put your weapons down.
You hear, and it is definitely the sheriff. Cuthbert and Lynn have tied one end of their sheet rope to the bedpost. And as soon as your boots hit the ground, you hear guns cock.
Well, it's dark and it's raining. And the moon won't shed no light.
So, Lynn, I heard a noise. Did you hear a noise?
And there are two grown men on either side of you with a couple of guns facing you.
Hey! Do you guys want to tell us your names before we kill you?
Whoa!
Yeah, so
that was a little out of character for Alain, I think.
Alain's he's got the blood rage over him.
He's got the bloodlust. He's got it going. You gentlemen, run for your lives.
I only got to shoot a guy in the shoulder. I didn't get to kill any of you yet.
Here you see a couple of familiar faces, faces that you saw at the mayor's dinner. We have Fran on one side and John on the other.
Even the ranchers? Come on.
Even the ranchers.
I guess especially the ranchers, actually.
Wait, which one was the piano guy? Was that John?
Yeah. Yeah, John was Piano Ranch, and Fran was the Lazy Susan, I think.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha.
Fran was the Rocking Bee.
Rocking Bee. Lazy Susan.
The Lazy Bee, gotcha.
Is Hatch Yes. Room.
Very good.
I think you're the man of action here, man. I don't know what to do.
They're just letting us sit here and talk, huh?
They are. They're just looking at each other and looking at you and being like, we didn't have orders of what to do next. We're just supposed to point
can
guns
I do,
at them.
Can I do a move? Can I do a move? I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I do a move?
Yeah, go for it.
I want to read a situation.
The situation is they have guns on us.
I know that it seems obvious, but I want to read a situation.
It is mind plus awareness.
I got 10.
Oh, sweet. You get 3 questions. So your question options are, where is my best escape route? Way in, way past. Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? Which enemy is the biggest threat? What should I be on the lookout for? What's my enemy's true position? And who's in control here?
Then let's figure out what my best escape route is.
You're in an alleyway, so you can't go forward and you can't go back. But you can go left or right, but there's a man to your left and there's a man to your right.
Okay. Great. Okay, well then let's ask which of these two men are most vulnerable.
Okay, great question.
I know.
So
you
it's
gotta
are...
be Fran, right?
Because of his name.
Yeah. His name is Fran.
So you look to your left and you see Fran standing there, and you can tell that there's this look in his eye that says, I really don't know what I'm doing here. I wasn't like sure, like I'll do whatever to not get killed by, you know, the people in charge, but like I also don't want to be killed by a couple of dumb kids. Clearly not like a stone cold killer. And on your other side, you have, who did I say was the other one? John?
John.
And John is looking at you like he has never seen anything more disgusting in all of his life. But he seems as though he is also very hesitant to kill you. They both seem weak is what I'm trying to say. But Fran seems a bit weaker.
Okay. And I get one more, right? Okay. Who's in control here?
Probably the guys with the guns drawn.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, which one? Right now, which, that would be... There's not. You can't tell me like which one of them is the alpha here.
John is the alpha.
Okay. All right. So I want to look at John.
Okay.
And I want to drop my gun. And I want to say, Mister, we're just kids and we just got into some trouble. Please just let us go and you'll never have to see us again. And I wiggle my lip a little bit. And I give him puppy eyes. My gun is on the ground in the dirt.
Okay. Are you trying to... You're going to either need to roll like... Maybe charm or...
My hand is...
Influence?
Knows where my knife is. It is not on the knife. But it's my hand is thinking about where my knife is.
All right, good to know. So are you trying to like charm him or empathize with him? You're gonna need a roll for that.
Yeah.
So if you're doing charm, you can try and influence them with soul plus charm.
Yeah, I rolled a 5.
He kind of smirks at you, and he pushes his gun up to your chest, and he says, turn around and start walking. And then he kind of kicks your gun to the side.
Gentlemen, that would be all well and good if our buddy Roland wasn't up there in the window pointing both of his guns at your heads currently.
They look up.
I draw
Wait,
and shoot
no,
on them.
No, bluff. Dang roll it. For it. I'm going to make you roll for it. I'm sorry. There, I was having this intense battle inside my head. I was like, do I want him to roll for it? Do I not? Do I want him to do... But no, you roll for it, bluff.
Rolling for it.
You got to be good at it, though, right?
No.
Oh.
And I rolled a 4.
Nah. The other one, you can feel the other one push his gun into your back, and he says, not a chance. Get. They notice that you don't start walking, so they cock their guns. They were already cocked. Damn it, I don't know. They, like, start poking you with their guns. Get.
All right.
I mean, there's not much we can do here. We just gotta go with it.
Yeah.
We start walking.
When all my folks are gathered in the streets that are made of gold, they'll sing and dance and laugh and shout for the souls they never sold. And the angels all will tell them, you never told no lies to the God who's now before you, whose mercy never dies.
And back to the front of the building. Roland, I don't remember. Did you walk out?
I believe the plan was to wait a few minutes for us to get around him.
Yeah,
but
I don't believe I did yet.
That never did happen.
All right, Roland. So you are waiting back there, and you're expecting something to happen. And a few more minutes go by than you are comfortable with. And you hear Jonas's voice from outside, and he says, I don't know what you're waiting on, but you need to come on out right now. We're just going to have a little talk. That's all.
Why don't you come on in? I've got 2 glasses set out for us and poured drinks already.
We're a cheeky bunch.
You are. I love it. He says, no, I don't believe I'll do that. And then a little bit more goes by and he says, well, here are your friends now, right on time. Bring them over, boys. And Cuthbert and Alin, you have now been walked to the front of the building.
How many people do we see out here?
Great question. So in the front of the building, there is there's the man that you were introduced to is Jonas.
Jonas.
And that's all you see right now.
Well, we got John and Fran.
John and Fran, yeah.
So three guys?
Yeah.
I think I kind of lean back and look up the stairs to the room that Seamus is in, make sure that he's still got the door closed. And does he? I guess I was kind of assuming.
Yes,
but...
you look up and you see that the door is closed.
All right. Boy, I think I'm standing there for a moment. And, you know, we've talked about how Roland can't really think around corners. And the plan is not. That's the whole sentence. The plan is not what was supposed to happen.
We got a plan.
I had a plan. My backup seems to have gotten caught.
All right. So while you're in there and contemplating and looking around and not having a plan, Jonas says, well, that's all right. We'll just go ahead and start killing your friends out here, and then we'll get on into you momentarily.
Yeah, I raise my guns above my hand, and I don't go out yet, but I go to the front so they can see me in the doorway. A lot of mistakes have been made here tonight already. Killing two apprentice gunslingers. That'll bring a whole world of hurt on you.
Ooh, I don't think he knew that nugget of info.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
And he glances over at Alan and Cuthbert, and he looks back at you.
I wave at him.
Okay. He doesn't really react to that.
Aw.
Sorry.
And my feelings are hurt.
I'm so sorry. I know. He's such a meanie. And he looks back at Roland, and he says, not that that matters a whole awful lot, because I feel like your folks back in Midworld are pretty tied up at the moment. So I don't really think anyone's going to be coming to help some apprentice gunslingers right now. And you hear some hoofs, the sound of hoofs.
Clopping.
And yeah, there are horses approaching. And you see a couple more men showing up. Now we have Henry and Hash and Reimer.
Well, now there's six of us out here. Not including me and Alin, of course.
There were too many horses.
This is a normal amount of horses, but yeah. Six horses is too many horses.
There's too many horses.
You see, I've put together the clues, you see. I've solved the mystery of the horses.
I see.
There are at least three horses.
I am. Yeah. I did that without my abacus.
I'm just imagining a Len with an abacus made out of bullet shells.
My abacus kicks ass.
All right. So Jonas says, oh, nice of y'all to join us. And then amidst all of the sounds that these horses are making, you don't really notice that there is another set of hoof noises coming from like a slightly different direction. Or maybe you do. Give me. There's not
already,
really a.
You've already told us.
I have awareness.
Our characters might not be aware of that.
How much is your awareness?
Plus one. It's one of my skills.
I have plus two in it.
Nice.
I have nothing in it.
Teacher.
A couple of...
I've got plus two in it.
You said that.
I know. I'm making fun of myself. It's what cool people do.
All right. So Roland and Alin do notice that there is another set of... A set of sound of hooves coming from a slightly different direction from these ones.
What direction?
It is coming from... So the other horses came from the mayor's house area. It is from the opposite direction of where they were coming from.
Yeah, I will step out with my guns above my head. I wouldn't be so worried about other folks coming. I mean, you say two apprentice gunslingers, not much to deal with, but they sure dealt with your right and left-hand man and the sheriff.
Yeah, those were all just fools, though. Thank you for joining us. Come on out. Come on out a little further, he says, and he's got his gun pointed at you. He says, let's take a little walk, shall we? Let's take a little walk. Let's go on up to the mayor's house. And he looks over at the newcomers and he says, is the mayor ready? And they nod at him. He says, oh, perfect. Yeah, let's take another little walk on up to the mayor's house.
Y'all aren't going to feed us more fish, are you?
Okay, shut the fuck up. I am tired of hearing stuff come out of your puny little mouth, he says, but he doesn't even look at you.
I mean, that's just rude. I mean, we're just having a polite conversation. You said you wanted us to talk, right? So we're talking now. I'm just talking my head off. Just talk, 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 to talk, talk.
You know what? We don't need all three of them for this, do we? Fran, take care of that one for me, will ya? And Fran looks around and he is not really keen on shooting anyone today. And after a few seconds of no gunshots going off, Jonas looks over at Fran and he says, Fran, do it.
As soon as Jonas turns his head, I lower the gun from above mine and I'm trying to shoot the gun out of his. I'm not trying to kill him because there's a lot of people here, but I want to disarm what seems to be the most dangerous person.
All right, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
13.
Nice.
Yes. So that would have killed him, of course, if you hadn't specified that you didn't want to kill him. So, yes, you not just shoot the gun out of his hand. You just shoot the hand away. You just blow it up. It explodes.
Oh, boy.
Like, his hand is just not there anymore.
And as soon as that gunshot goes off, I yell, run.
Yep.
Yeah, and I duck around the other side of the building and, like, not the way they came from, and I'm just trying to get us to kind of scatter because there's too many men right now for two of my folk not having weapons.
Well, they never said they took my gun.
You didn't have what to begin with.
No, I picked one off of the ground.
Oh,
the,
you have one. That's right.
I do. But what I'm going to do is I assume Fran's got his gun to my back. Would that be fair to assume? I'm going
that
to try
to
spin around and deck him in the face.
Okay. Do it. Roll for it.
All right. I guess this would be brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dice. You've made a fool of me. And you've made a fool of me again. That's another 4. A 5 total.
No.
Nope.
A 5 total?
5 toto.
Yeah, so not only do you not hit him, he sees you and he just kind of like jumps away because he has no idea what's happening at this point. He's a bundle of nerves. And you put so much force into that punch that you stumble a little bit and then you fall on the ground.
I'm going to put these dice in the garbage.
Yeah, just throw those away. Okay, so...
And as I run around the corner, I yell, oh my God, I said run!
Yeah.
As they just three stooges on top of each other.
All right, so before I start rolling for what everyone else is doing, what direction are y'all running in except for Cuthbert, who is now on the ground?
I'm going to run where Roland told me to. Now, my guy still has a gun, right? Like old John... So that's not great.
It's not.
I did think about my knife, but I'm not good at knife shit. As a matter of fact, that's like brawling was one of the skills I put a minus in. Can I do a big weird move? Like, I don't know how much you've really kind of like suggested that the touch is a pretty like vague and harmless thing, but there are rules in the book about harming using weird.
There are. What's your weird level?
3.
All right, so you can, at a level 3, use horror.
Yeah. What the heck is that? I don't understand that.
So, for horror, it means you can try and cause harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like a +2 to harm. And he would have to roll for his sanity.
So it says harming a creature my own size is level 3, which I can do, and horror +0, and harm modifier +2. I'm going to attempt to use the touch to, I guess, fill this man's mind with terror.
So for this, you have to roll soul +weird.
So I got an 8.
You get all up in his mind, and he seems very, very, very distressed. But this is the first time that you've ever used your touch or your weird in a negative way.
Yeah.
And it also messes with your mind a little bit. And he just kind of stands there. He doesn't do anything, but his eyes are wide and his pupils dilate.
I'm not sure exactly what he's seeing, but it was about pianos.
Fran, after he jumps out of the way, he goes to shoot Cuthbert and he misses.
Ooh. Does Cuthbert dodge it? Is the cool question.
No, he was not that cool. Fran is just not a good shot, and he has been taken off guard by everything.
Or a very good person, really, even.
Yeah. Well, these things happen. And the people on horses, after the gunshot and the explosion of the hand, the horses are in a tizzy. Okay, lots of guns go off, and there are no shots to you guys. So, Roland, you have gone around the side of a building. You see in front of you the most beautiful sight. It is Susan, and she is on her horse, and she is riding toward you. Cuthbert, what are you doing now? Do you get up?
Well, this did not go the way I wanted it to do. Oh, man. So old Fran's got his gun on me, huh? Or at least he shot in my direction.
He shot in your direction, yeah. He's definitely trying to kill you.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to draw a line and shoot him. Come on, dice. You can do it for me just once. Hey, that's a 10.
Yeah, you take him out.
I want to shoot him in the shoulder, his gun shoulder.
Just kill him.
You shot him in his gun shoulder. He is down. He's not dead yet, but he's probably going to die.
He was reserved about just shooting a kid, so I don't want to punish him too much for that.
That's pretty good. You're right.
Now if I can, I want to run. I want to run past where Fran was. Like, I want to run in his direction, kind of away from the center of things.
Okay, so you run in that direction.
I definitely don't want to run toward Roland and Alin. I want to go in separate directions.
Hmm. There's a lot of commotion. There are horses running after you. And you, Roland and Alin, see Susan riding toward you with her horse. And she gets about halfway to you and 7. And from behind you, you hear a gunshot. And in front of you, you see the horse that Susan was riding on give a big whinny and fall over. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Come from Alabama with a shotgun on my knee. Hey! Hey everyone, welcome to the break. I hope you're enjoying the series. I have a few things that I want to mention right now. First of all, thank you to Rev, who is our guest star for this series. Rev is amazing and we love him. If you haven't already, please do check out his podcast. He does a Monster of the Week podcast called The Crit Show, and they have a stream called The Omniverse Chronicles, which is really, really cool. They have a bunch of guest GMs, and they run a bunch of original campaigns, and the current one is Masks, and it's really cool, so you should definitely, definitely check that out. Also, big thank you to the Pine Hill Haints. They are amazing. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but I have seen them live and they are so cool. They have like Alabama ghost music and that's pretty fun. They're on Spotify and Bandcamp and lots of other places. So please, please, please also go and check them out and support them. For this series, again, we are using Cowboy World by Wynand Low. I think I messed that up. Wynand Low. And that's kind of the most cowboy name I've ever heard. So if you like what we're doing, definitely support that. Pick yourself up a copy. And Ben would like me to take a second to thank everyone who auditioned for his next series. I listened to the auditions, of course, to give my feedback, and everyone was so phenomenal. I'm glad I wasn't the one who had to choose the guest star because everyone was amazing. So really, truly, if you auditioned, please, 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 please audition again in the future. We want you on the show. And if you did not get a chance to audition for this one, there will be plenty more series coming up. So please audition for the next ones as well. All right, next up I want to talk about Nerdsmith. Nerdsmith is the network that we are associated with, and we're super happy to be with them because they are amazing. They have tons of podcasts and streams. Also, for this month, they have a Kickstarter going on where they are selling or trying to fund some Pride Dragon Egg pins. So that's really cool. If you want to learn more about that, go to the Nerdsmith Twitter and you should be able to find links there. So yeah, big shout out to Nerdsmith. We love them. We are Nerdsmith. And I want to say that this Sunday, which is June 13th. This Sunday, June 13th at 1:00 Central, we, Roleplay Retcon, are having a watch party for the new Super Mario Brothers movie extended cut in our Discord, and we are so excited about it. You know, we did Super Mario Brothers right out a year ago now, so we are super excited about the fact that they came out with an extended edition and that we get to watch it with all of you. So please join our Discord. And get ready to watch that with us this Sunday at 1 p.m. Central. All right, and our next episode is going to come out on June 23rd. And we hope to see you then. Thank you so much for listening. I'll let you get back to the episode now. Bye.
Jency, did you just kill a horse?
I didn't kill a horse. I would never.
That's Ben's job.
My horse was fictional, even in the context of the fiction. I guess on doesthehorsedie.com, this is going to say, yeah, it sure does.
At best, the dice killed the horse, okay? Leave me out of this.
Roland, catch her before she falls.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, as the horse starts to rear up, can I try to grab her so it doesn't fall on her?
Whew, give me an athletics roll.
Okay. Wow. 9.
Yes, you do. Somehow, in... You've just been pumped with so much adrenaline, and you just go superhuman for a second, and while the horse has reared up right before it falls over and lands on Susan, you manage to catch her and protect her from the horse's fall.
What are you doing here?
I heard all of the shooting. I assumed you were in trouble. Are you okay?
Yes. I don't know about all of us, but these men, you were right. They certainly killed your father.
Okay. And while you both are having that heartfelt moment.
Roland gets shot in the back of the head.
Yes. And he dies. No, he doesn't die. Because they rolled a 5. But you do hear another gunshot and you know that people are gaining on you.
Oh my God. And I turn and I shoot down the alley at them. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
And you hit Alin, who's right behind you.
Do it.
All I'm saying is that if you ever play this game and you are the gunslinger, make sure to put 3 points in shoot. Because that is still a 9, even though I rolled a 6.
Nice. Yeah, so you see it was Reimer, and you shoot them, and they probably don't die, but they're down. Fall off their horse, incapacitated. The horse runs in the opposite direction. Chaos is still happening.
Yeah, I'm going to get us out of this alley so we're not in a shooting gallery, and run down, like, basically the way that Susan was coming.
Are you carrying Susan?
I will set her down now, realizing that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you set her down and she reaches over and grabs your hand and she follows you. Cuthbert, you're just like running straight down this main road.
I want to see if I can get back to the bar, to the inn.
Cuthbert, Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Right? They can't shoot you if you're Serpentine. So you want to see if you can get back to the bar.
I gotta go back and get Seamus.
Okay, can you explain this to me?
Can I explain this to you? Okay.
Yes, what is your plan here?
I figured they let us out front and then they started us toward the mayor's office. So yes. I ran past my guy who was behind me. And I'm going to run through the front doors of the bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you run through the front doors of the bar. People are still shooting outside toward you, but nothing's happening right now. Yep. What do you do next?
I run up the stairs and try to find Seamus.
Okay. So you run up the stairs, you swing open the door, and there's Seamus, and he was kind of squatting, and he jumps up, and he says, "What is it? What's going on?"
Bud, the plan went a little topsy-turvy, but we're going to get out of here. How do you fancy going out that window with me?
Okay.
All right, and then we go out the window down the, hopefully the sheet rope is still there.
The sheet rope is still there.
Yes.
You manage to shimmy on down, and look at that. You look over and you see that your friends are also running down the alley away from everything else.
And I catch Seamus as Seamus comes down the rope.
All right, great. And he runs along with you.
Let's do it.
You all notice that no one is following you. Where do you go?
If no one's following us, I think we should just, like, get to cover, catch our breaths, make a plan. Is there like, a ditch or a very convenient bush?
Forest, yeah. Just trees would be just ducky, honestly.
Okay, so you're in the middle of downtown, and outside of downtown is like a plains area. There are plenty of buildings if you want to try and hide behind a building. And there are, you know, so you look over, and while you're trying to find a place to hide out, you look over and you see there's a back porch with some barrels on it. And you figure you can probably hide out amongst those barrels. And if you're quiet, you know, probably no one will see you. It's dark. There's no lighting over there.
I like it. Let's hide amongst the barrels.
Okay, so you guys go over there and you squat down and you hide amongst the barrels. And Susan looks up at you, Roland, and she says, Roland, what is happening?
We came in to two of Jonas's men torturing Seamus and...
This is Seamus, by the way.
Oh, yes, I know Seamus. Hi, Seamus. Hello.
And we took a bit of a gamble. And, well, Cuthbert took a bit of a gamble. He went in to save him, and we waited outside, and someone got the drop on us. And I showed him the sign of the good man, and he returned it without hesitation. And that's when the gun firing started. The sheriff and Eldred came. And it seems that everyone, at least in power here, is working for the good man, trying to overthrow the affiliation.
She's trying to take all of this in, but it seems like it has shattered her view a little bit. And then she looks up at you and she says, okay, I'm with you. What do we do now?
If we leave, this will become a stronghold. This place will just rot. I'm sure there's a lot of innocent people here. But Jonas is going to be mad. He's going to gather whoever he has and try to find us. If there was a place we could get them all together and deal with them.
Well, they were heading us toward the mayor's house.
Why were they heading you toward the mayor's house?
I'm not sure. He asked if the mayor was ready. And they all said yes, and so they were going to take us that way.
What does that mean? The mayor doesn't actually care about any of that stuff.
Well, we could go up there and find out.
You don't think they would look for you there?
I once saw a moving picture that said the closer you are to something, the further away from something else you would be.
It's a real... Wherever you go, there you are.
So we're headed to the mayor's house?
Yeah, do we want to go to the mayor's house to see, like, what he was ready for? Or do we want to try to deal with Jonas and the rest of the... Whoever is kind of on his side? Or do we want to try to do those two things at the same time?
No.
I kind of expect that if they don't find us in town, they will regroup at the mayor's house. So... We can kind of take care of two birds with one slingshot stone, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we beat them there and set up, be waiting for them when they show up.
Maybe find out some things beforehand.
I'm not going.
Where are you going?
Roland, when are we going to be David? When are you going to decide that it's our turn to die for you? I was there. Roland, I saw you sacrifice David. And then you mourned him long enough to get to the brothel.
Okay, so after you say these things, Susan was very close, like physically, to Roland, but hearing about him, like, killing someone named David and then running to a brothel, she kind of recoils a little bit and looks up at him.
I give Alin the dirtiest look.
Alin sees that, and he's like, okay, that's not fair. I'm sure you mourn him still, because that's how you justify it. If you honor them in death, it doesn't feel like you threw their life away. You can sling a gun, but you are not a gunslinger. You were not ready for the test, and you did not pass it. David passed it. I love you, Roland, and I would give my life for you, but I won't let you take it. I won't be sacrificed to the Dark Tower. You think about it a lot. I can't really read thoughts, but I hear it when you think about the tower, and it's loud. And I think I need to move in the opposite direction of wherever it is. I'm sorry. I Cuthbert, Susan, I'd ask you to go if I thought you'd come. But I'm not going with you anymore. And Alen stands up to walk in the opposite direction of the mayor's house, into the darkness, just taking his chances.
Yeah, I am on such a knife's edge about how I would react in this moment. So I'm going to roll something just for my own. I think I'm going to roll empathy to see if I can relate with Alen in this moment. Which I have a negative two, so that'll be. Oof. I was really hoping this would go a different direction. Because I think there's a world where this die roll lands differently and I'm able to justify, like, you know, no, Alen's right. Let's go, like, destroy the oil and just get out of here. But I think that Alen saying that Roland didn't pass the test that David did, and him not being able to understand that it's about, well, maybe him understanding too well that it's about the weapons you choose. No, I think that Roland is contemplating this for a long moment, and then he looks up. You're right, Alen, you should go. You were never cut out for this. You should have spent more time with Van A than with Court. I think that if maybe you had been one of our teachers, we all would have learned a little more about the mind than the gun. But that wasn't what Ka willed it to be. We had Court.
I'll tell Mom you said hi.
You know, Alen, I really thought better of you. I really did. But, I mean, we are who we are. You can't change that. I can't change that. But, if you're not going to put your neck out for the people of this town, do me a favor and get this boy out of here.
No. I don't want to go. Cuthbert, I don't want to go.
Seamus.
I want to stay with you.
Seamus, it's going to be all right. What we're going to do
no.
is really too dangerous for you to be a part of.
No, I'll go hide. I'll just go hide.
I would feel a lot better if you kept Alen safe, if you know what I'm saying. He doesn't know anything about this place, Seamus. He's just going to walk off in the dark and he's going to run into a cactus. And no one's going to be here to see it and laugh at it. And I need you to do that.
Tears start streaming down his face. No, I don't want to go. You're my best friend.
I know that, bud. And I reach into my pack. And I pull out Cuthbert. And I hand it to him and say, This is my best friend. Outside of Roland and yourself, that is. His name's Cuthbert. And I need you to keep him safe for me. Can you do that, bud?
Okay.
And I put it in his hand.
Okay. But we'll see each other just tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And gives you a big hug.
I give him a hug and a pat on the head. And then I scoot him off toward Alen.
And Alen takes Seamus' hand. And they walk into the night.
It's the cold blue hours of the morning. It's the cold blue hours of night. It's the cold blue hours of the morning. It's the cold blue hours of the night. Darling, if you walk to the room. Oh, I swear I won't.